It's 5 degrees and sunny. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. The 401 eastbound lane remains closed due to a fatal crash this morning. OPP say a vehicle was traveling west in the eastbound lane just west of Atkins Road when it collided head-on with another vehicle. The closure is from just east of Walbridge Loyalist Road to Glenn Miller Road. A police investigation is ongoing. A backbench Tory MP is asking Parliament to study whether Canada's definition of a human being. Stephen Woodworth, a pro-life member representing a Kitchener, Ontario riding, said today he has filed a motion in the House of Commons asking for a committee to study the issue. Woodworth, who says the issue is relevant to the abortion issue, wants Canada to throw out its 400-year-old definition of a human being as someone who is born. He says that medical evidence shows that human beings are created sometime before birth. Woodworth's motion would have to be approved by a majority in the House of Commons before it could be considered for any special committee. Economist Don Drummond's report to the McGuinty government later this month is expected to call for dramatic public spending cuts. Today, anti-poverty activists are releasing a report urging the province not to use extreme measures as an excuse to cut the promise it made in 2008 to fight child poverty. Ontario Campaign 2000 says the government must make poverty reduction a priority if it intends to keep its promise. Statistics Canada says Ontario's child poverty rate fell to 14.6% in 2009 from 15.2% in 2010. But Campaign 2000 says that 393,000 Ontario children are still living in poverty. The first set of Diamond Jubilee medals have been awarded. Canadian Press reporter Steve Rennie has the story.
Freestyle skier Alexander Bilodeau, Terry Fox's brother, and entrepreneur Brett Wilson are among the first 60 Canadians awarded the Diamond Jubilee Medal for their work in community service. About 60,000 Canadians are to receive the medal over the course of the year. Worldwide celebrations of the Diamond Jubilee will continue for 4 months, culminating in a lavish ceremony in London on the anniversary of the 1953 coronation. Governor General David Johnston presented the medals at a ceremony at Rideau Hall, which Prime Minister Stephen Harper also attended. Steve Rennie, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The obscene gesture from British hip-hop artist MIA during the Super Bowl halftime show is bringing apologies from NBC and the NFL. The NFL says NBC wasn't quick enough with the live delay, while NBC says that the NFL is ultimately responsible for the content of the show. Dan Issett is director of public policy at the U.S. Parents Television Council. He says it's the same song and dance with no real changes. A man who believes former Prime Minister John Diefenbaker may have been his father has turned up some new leads in his paternity search. George Dryden says he was contacted by a woman who also believes Diefenbaker may be her father and started making inquiries in 1977.
I thought she looks like me. I think her son's a dead ringer for me.
That's 91X News. Until 2:01, here's Dan Canatero with sports.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be on hand at the Meadowlands for a rally to celebrate the Giants' victory in the Super Bowl. The celebration is scheduled for 3 p.m. at MetLife Stadium on Tuesday. The city of New York has only had parades for the New York Football Giants, as the New York Yankees spend the money but come up short year after year. Colorado Avalanche forward Chuck Kobosu has been fined $2,500 for his trip on Vancouver defenseman Dan Hamhuis in Saturday's game. The Vancouver native Kobosu was fined for tripping Hamhuis late in the second period after he touched the puck on a delayed icing call. Kentucky starts third and straight on the top of the AP Top 25 rankings. The Wildcats received 63 first-place votes Monday from 65 members on the media panel. Kentucky forward Anthony Davis is projected to go first overall in the upcoming NBA draft. The Leafs look to bring their same attitude to the Air Canada Center tonight as Taylor Hall and the Oilers are in town. In other action, the Wings fly to the desert to battle the Coyotes. And finally, Jerome McGinley looks to shoot some ducks in the pond in Anaheim. The Ducks want to rebound after getting shut out in their last appearance against the Flames, 1-0. Last but not least, the Raptors visit the United States Capitol, D.C. tonight to see what superstar point guard John Wall can do against the improving Raptor defense. Tip-off at 7 p.m. That's sports. Here's Johnny Boldrick with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly sunny with a high of 7. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with a 40% chance of flurries overnight and a low of -4. Tuesday, cloudy, A 40% chance of flurries early in the morning, but clearing in the afternoon, with a high of minus 2. It's 5 degrees. I'm John Balder with Dan Canataro. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.